What I want you to be aware of are these asymmetrically placed explosions getting closer and closer to each other each time, which telescope this music inward, forcing it into a climactic moment, a climactic moment reached rhythmically, not melodically, not harmonically. Yeah, though vigorous and clearly pulsed, these incredible accentuations that began that selection create a larger rhythmic profile. They create excitement. They create drama unto themselves, divorced from harmony, divorced from melody. We have asymmetrical manipulation of time, equaling irregular, unpredictable phrase lengths, which by themselves create a sense of tension and narrative. Stravinsky's early experiments with time and rhythmic asymmetry reach a peak in the Rite of Spring of 1912. So let us move on, please. This was the season commissioned for the Ballet Russe for the 1913 season. The piece was completed in 1912. I would tell you that the 1911 season was highlighted by Petrushka, which was another composition by Stravinsky, and then the 1912 season was highlighted by Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, and then Stravinsky returns to the Ballet Russe season in 1913 with the Rite of Spring. All right, the Rite of Spring, or the Sacre du Printemps, and if you want to be obnoxious, you simply say the Sacre, and that means the rite, but we will not be that obnoxious together. In any case, the Rite of Spring represents an almost complete break with the past in terms of language, musical language. Its connections to Debussy and Russian music, notwithstanding, this is a breakthrough work. What are the rites of spring, my friends? When one has spent all winter inside watching the howling blizzards of the Russian north, and suddenly those first warm zephyrs of spring fill our nostrils and then our bodies with a sense of rebirth and life, what are the rites of spring? Oh, they are those hormonal mating rituals, are they not? And indeed, that is what the first half of the Rite of Spring is about. It is about mating ritual, Bronze Age mating ritual in pre-Christian Russia. Now, the second half of the Rite of Spring is about human sacrifice. As Joseph Kerman says, as the virgin dances herself to death, it's dubious anthropology, but very good theater. Please, the gig, the drab. Stravinsky is asked to write tribal bronze-aged music, music of the pre-Christian Russian steppes. My friends, what sort of musical objects can he use to evoke bronze-age pre-Christian music of the Russian steppes? We talked about this apropos of the Mahler Symphony No. 9. If you want to evoke this kind of bronze-age place and time, will this harmony work? I don't think so. It sounds very much like a harmony we hear in 18th and 19th century European music, not Bronze Age music. How about this harmony? Same problem. If Stravinsky wants to create a brand new expressive substance, he has to create brand new sounds. How about this harmony? That's the ticket. That's going to sound like something we haven't heard before. Indeed.